From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A U.S. general was killed today when a man believed to be an Afghan soldier opened fire at a military base there. The victim has been identified as Major General Harold Green, described as a top U.S. trainer. His family has been notified. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby confirmed the assailant fired into a group of international soldiers.
Many were seriously wounded. Others received only minor injuries. The assailant was killed.
Officials say the man dressed in an Afghan army uniform opened fire at a base west of the Afghan capital, Kabul. Approximately 15 people were wounded, half of them Americans. Also among the wounded, a German brigadier general. At Russia's request, the United Nations Security Council is scheduling an emergency meeting, the meeting to discuss the humanitarian situation in Ukraine, where fighting has now reached the main rebel stronghold of Donetsk. Pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian government forces were said to be exchanging rocket fire in neighborhoods on the edge of that city, with fears that a spread inward could further escalate the rapidly evolving humanitarian crisis. The White House says the current ceasefire in the Gaza Strip should pave the way for talks to seek a long-term truce. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the situation in Gaza remains volatile, but the ceasefire presents an opportunity.
We have noted for some time that an immediate ceasefire was critical to bringing about the kind of calm in which negotiations could occur.
Earnest says the U.S. wants to help achieve a durable solution for the long term. Israel and the Palestinians have delegations in Cairo. Egyptian mediators are set to shuttle between the two sides in an effort to negotiate an end to the crisis in Gaza. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Shares of Target closed down more than 4% today as the retailer reported another financial hit related to last December's data breach. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, the news comes just before a new CEO takes over.
Target says it expects costs related to the holiday cash register hacking to reach $148 million for the second quarter, for a total of $235 million. Target is also reporting losses from paying off some old debt. With this release of bad financial news, retail consultant Carol Speakerman says the company is leaving a clean slate for Brian Cornell, who starts as CEO next week.
It's very important for Target, in light of these numbers, to show that they're bringing in someone, that they have a plan, and that they're going to turn the ship around.
Among the decisions the former PepsiCo executive will face is what to do about Target's Canadian stores, which have lost more than $1 billion since they opened last year. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
A down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 139 points to end the session at 16,429. The NASDAQ closed down 31 points to 4,352. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 18 points to 1920. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to a report by the Associated Press, the size of a U.S. government terrorist watch list has roughly doubled in recent years. The AP says a database put together by the National Counterterrorism Center now totals roughly 1.1 million people, around 25,000 of whom are U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents. Terrorist Identities Data Mart environment are tied for short as a huge classified database of people known to be terrorists or suspected of having ties to terrorism. There are now two Ebola victims receiving treatment at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. 58-year-old Nancy Wrightball was flown into the U.S. from Liberia. Ellen Reinhardt reports Wrightball was in Liberia, working as a personnel director for the International Christian Mission.
SIM President Bruce Johnson says Wrightball usually handles administrative work. SIM is partnering with Samaritan's Purse to run a hospital in Liberia. He says Wrightball was pitching in where they were treating Ebola patients.
I understand that she was helping to spray down the individuals that came out in the hazmat-like suits. But again, what she did was within the protocols that were established. She did not have direct contact with patients.
Speaking at a press conference, Johnson said the Centers for Disease Control is conducting a full review of those protocols. Officials are still trying to determine how the Americans became infected. For NPR News, I'm Ellen Reinhart in Atlanta.
Scientists say they've discovered a man-made dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, the area of ocean which lacks sufficient oxygen levels to support marine life, said to encompass roughly 5,000 square miles. That's about the size of the state of Connecticut. Scientists blame a variety of factors, but say the main cause is excessive nutrient runoff from farms along the Mississippi River, which emptied into the Gulf of Mexico. Scientists say there are hundreds of so-called dead zones worldwide. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.